things happened later on that was unretrievable. So it was a chance to come back home, I suppose, back to Sussex. So delighted, yeah.
In terms of where you are at, I mean, you know, you haven't had much game time. You had the injury and everything, but you know, where are you at the moment?
Oh, well, I'm ready to play, but I just can't. That's the problem.
I mean, you can't play just for the listeners who don't know. You can't play till January for another EFL club. So what's the plan now then?
Getting and training. I've been in the gym, to be fair, for the last couple of weeks, but get in and train and get some games, I suppose. Looking locally, obviously, will be ideal in the lower leagues. If not, then Crawley are looking to put a lot of in-house games to get my fitness up ready for January.
And what was it excited you most about the challenge at Crawley?
After meeting the manager, really. Met the manager and the owner. Had some good things to say, and it's a new project. He's investing a lot. Team's looking good. He's had some indifferent results of late, but they started off really well. So looking forward to just getting out there and playing, really.
How difficult has it been to get over the sort of the injury and the timeout? Because, you know, you've had such a great period of your career, haven't you, in the last couple of years?
Yeah, no, it was tough. I mean, any footballer that goes through 9 months of being out, it's hell. I'm not going to lie. it's not nice, but you just have to stay motivated, keep working hard in the gym, keep the fitness up, and you know, you've always just got to take every day as it comes, really, and each day it gets a little bit better and better. And I think mainly it's your head, really, more than anything. You've got to keep that sane, and if you can do that, then you know the rest of it. Obviously, once you've started running and the ball gets back involved, you're almost there, and you're sort of ticking off sort of little hurdles as you go along, and once you get there, it's well worth it.
I remember, Dean, that Russell used to describe you when I covered you when you were at the Albion as his little bundle of anger management. Is that still the case, or are you a more mature man now, Dean?
I'm a passionate guy. I don't like losing.
Nothing wrong with that.
The angry ant speaks to mind, I think. The angry ant.
That's Warren joining in there, Dean. What about your old club, Albion? What have you made of the starts of the season? Obviously, desperately trying to get over the disappointment of last year, Dean.
It's tough. I mean, I've watched them, obviously, at the moment. Obviously, I think they're drawing at the moment, aren't they?
That's right, nil-nil. You mean you're not listening?
No, of course not. I was shy. I was coming to the game, to be fair, but I was at Crawley all day, so I was a bit tired.
Right.
But no,
yeah.
I mean, they've got some great players. I mean, I like Knockhart. He's my...
Yeah.
He does the business near him week in, week out. He's that little spark that sometimes can win you a game. Obviously, Glenn Murray coming back is great. He's been banging them in for fun. And with Murray, with Glenn, if you give him chances, he's going to score goals. So he's a proven goal scorer. I think Dunk was crucial to keep Dunk. Yeah. Why go to a Premier League club when Brighton are ready and waiting to get there? And why not do it with your hometown club? I never thought he would go anyway, really. But listen, they've got a good squad. They've just got to get the results.